Antoine Neutrino, and welcome to my first podcast. The topic is going to be about the mysteries of black holes. First of all, I am going to tell what is a black hole. Black hole is produced when a star is dead, that all the nuclear fuel or the hydrogen and helium atom are completes its fusion, and there is no more atom to undergo fission. At that point, the gravity of the natural gravity of such a large number of atoms is so less that the density of the moons, the atoms are attracted towards each other and giving it the highest density possible in the universe. Then here are some of the misconceptions that people have regarding the black holes. And misconception like time travel. People relate black holes with time travel. There are also some theories where people believe that you can travel to another dimension by using a black hole. Today I am going to discuss some facts regarding how these concepts are going to be misconceptions. So, first of all, we are going to tell what is a black hole, is the concept behind black hole, and how is it different from the other object of our universe. First of all, black hole is in every material that we see around us, the molecules, means the matter consists of molecules, atoms, where the proton, neutrons, etc., etc., subatomic particles are there. They constitute the atoms are present at a specific distance. They interact. The electron move around them, and these are the properties of a normal matter. But in case of in black holes, what we consider is there are no atoms or something different from what we see in the other matter around us. The arrangement is such a way that even light cannot interact with them. That is where our misconception comes from, because everything that we see around us is due to the how light behave with them. Light is the only tool that can be used to understand the matter around us, and in case of cosmos, it is the only way. So, first misconception is that time travel. People relate that there are theory related to time travel, and it can achieve according to Einstein, we can slow down the time for a observer when the observer travels at a speed nearly equal to the speed of light, and that can be only achieved when an object is attracted toward a black hole. The gravity is so enormous that the gravitational pull will attract the object at a speed nearly equal to the speed of the light, and that's where the time travel concept came from. But people around the world just make the weird concept that they are going to go inside the black hole and they are some type of go into another time or something. And another concept is interdimensional travel. Why does there are so many misconceptions about black holes? Thing is that we cannot really see the black holes. There is no way one can see the black hole. It is the cause and the effect that is causes that we can see. Just like the black hole, when the hole eats or attracts another star, the star nearly depletes. Means the energy of the star depletes, and that is the only time when scientists observe that how there is a black hole. Something you cannot means the light that that is the only tool we have to see object is not effective in that case, black hole. That's why we cannot see a black hole. making an assumption about it at this primary stage is not a means not would not be appropriate. And about the assumption that we have means all that assumption or the theories that we have in the present day, it's all about numerical calculation based on a present experiment, which is totally different from reality. In order to explain my point, I'm going to tell a simple story of a blind man. The blind man uses a stick to understand what is around him, uses a stick to understand what the object is in front of him, the way the stick interacts with object and all. So imagine the blind man is walking out and hitting things, and by the sound of it, the sensation of the from the means impulse from the stick, the blind man observes the what kind of object is in front of him. Imagine there is a river near to him, in front of him, and he uses his he dips his stick inside the river. He can feel it, right? Whenever he touches, he feels that there is something. But whenever the stick goes in, there is nothing. If the stick go easily, that is how the in the point of view of the blind man. How is he going to imagine that there is some object or something, whatever it is? The same way happens with humans. The present physics that we understand about black holes too. The only tool that we have is the stick or the light in our case. The way light interact is the only way we are going to understand what black holes is. Unless we have another tool, we cannot make assumption about it. And light doesn't get reflected, doesn't pass through the black hole, or nor it get reflected from it. There are gamma radiations falling to the coming out of the black hole, but it is not explained yet the details of the process is not yet explained, and it is too early for us to give an explanation for all the things that happens in a black hole. Coming to the tools. What is the universal tool which would be appropriate for measuring things like black holes or other cosmic things, planets and everything? I think gravity would be a great tool. Gravitational wave is still a new technology, although it was discovered back in Einstein's period. Gravitational wave is a universal thing, it is unaffected by most of the things that we see. Previously it was light, we used to use light as a source, the light used to be the thing, universal, but gravity waves or the gravity is most appropriate up to this point. There is not much technology available in present knowledge which can detect gravitational wave. There are large laboratories in different part of the world which can observe gravitational waves, but those are not quite accurate. I still think the gravitational wave or detecting gravity, changes in gravity, would be an universal tool to detect the different behavior of our universe. Well, this was all about black holes. It was my first podcast. There was so many mistakes that I made, including grammatical and scientific too. I want to make at the at first I want to make some points, means something like there would be a summary or something like that, but it didn't go as I planned. So as it was the first time, I doesn't expect much. Okay then, till the next podcast, bye bye.